Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour here of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we have Bob Chetman here on the line visiting with us today, and it continues to be the 17th of April, 2010. Before the break, Bob, you were talking a little bit about the deflation that we're going to face here in America, and what would the signs of deflation be? What could we expect to actually see for the average person? What are some of the warning signs that we can anticipate to see when this thing starts to really kick in?
Well, actually, it's very subtle, and it's already going on. And you see that in the decline of the value of both residential and commercial real estate. And that process has been underway for about 5 years. The decline overall, which was imperceptible before toward this deflationary undertow, began about a couple of years before that, because the Fed has been increasing money and credit for 7 years at an exponential rate. And unfortunately, other nations have done exactly the same thing, so they're all in trouble for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this deflationary undertow that's been fought off over those years by the super creation of money and credit. And that is continuing, has been up until about 6 months ago, when nations decided they were going to cut back a wee bit and what they were doing and try to see if they could, quote, get back to normality, when in fact it's impossible, and I think they know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terminal situation. There's no way out. And that's reflected in those unemployment figures, because what's happening, 80% of the jobs are being created by small and medium-sized businesses. And they're not hiring anybody to speak of, because they don't know where the economy is going. I saw a survey last week. 92% of those people think that for the next 14 to 18 months, it'll be downhill. There won't be any improvement. And they're really the core of what goes on in America.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they know there's higher taxes coming, and so they don't want to extend themselves by expanding, whether it's inventory or anything, in the face of that. So you have the country at a standstill as far as creation of jobs and manufacturing and services.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll take it. On the other side, we have Jasper in Massachusetts, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Jeff.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. And let's go to Massachusetts and let's talk to Jasper in Massachusetts. Jasper, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Go ahead.
Bob, hello, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. How are things in Cambridge?
Are you there, Jasper?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
I see it rained last night.
it's worse than rain. Much worse. It's that bad Boston stuff. Nasty.
I was watching the Red Sox game. That's how I know.
What were they... Were they sliding around in it?
Yeah, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got kind of a conundrum here, and that is, it seems unlikely to me that those people endeavoring to institute world government, haven't seen this coming, the fact that servicemen are not going to, fire upon American people. And so I guess the question that comes to my mind is it possible that, or would you say it's likely then that what they have in mind for us, as far as their maneuvering, will not involve the use of servicemen against us? You know, that maybe they won't even need to force us to do anything, that it'll be maybe a completely different kind of maneuver or event, or I don't know.
God, well, I think they'd like to try it that way, and I think they'd like to see it happen that way. That would be the easiest and more painless way for them to do that, because if they're confronted with a situation where they have to use the military and the military say to them, this is an unlawful order and we're not going to do that, the president then, who is the head of the armed forces, is going to say, well, you are going to do it, and there's going to be a coup. And they're afraid of that. Believe me, there is. And this talk has been going on for the last 25 years in the military. And people have trying to decide among themselves how they would react to that. And I think we might be getting close to a situation like that over the next couple of years, because it dovetails with the economic situation, which continues to deteriorate. And as I said earlier, before you came on as a caller, that they have to increase stimulus and money and credit, or the whole thing's going into the crapper.
Jasper?
Yeah, it just seems so out of sync with everything else, with the level of planning and, you know, forecasting and, you know, studying society. You know, you think they would have gotten this right, or either that, or you would expect that if it's looking like, you know, that it's going to be 90% of servicemen are not going to be of service to these people, then they'd have a contingency plan of some sort.
Well, I think that's what Homeland Security and all of the things that you've seen going on, such as the attack on talk radio and the attempts to neutralize the Internet, we're taking a terrible toll upon them. Now, they're not going to admit that.
Yeah.
But by the actions,
so you're basically trying to say that a lot of things have caught them by surprise? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, they're out of sync. And,
yeah.
And sure, they're not stupid, believe me. They're right up the street from you in Harvard University. And these people are having to throw in contingency plans. When you do that, you don't know the outcome as well as you do with laid plans that have been put down for years in the planning. I mean, some of this planning goes back to the late 1950s. I mean, that's how long I've been involved in this, so I know. And so when you have to change your plans, you get a problem. You don't know where everybody is going to do what they're supposed to do, and everything's going to fall in place. And so we're making life extraordinarily difficult for them.
I mean, what could they do that wouldn't involve forcing us somehow?
Well, eventually they'll have to be forced, and that will come under some black flag operation or an additional war, perhaps a non-nuclear long-term war with Iran and maybe somebody else. Every time they do these things, in order to distract the public, they have to have a war. Because people don't worry about the economics of finance as long as they're getting fed, if they think they're going to get killed tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Or their children are.
Do you think servicemen will go AWOL when there starts to be domestic violence on the streets of America, fighting over food and stuff?
Now, that could happen, but I don't know that it will. It doesn't have to happen. All a commanding officer has to say, well, look, we're not going to do that. We're not going to round up everybody in Indianapolis and put them on trains and take them to a camp in Missouri. because, right. You know, the government thinks that we should do that. We're not going to do that.
Everything rests on the Army staying intact.
Back the military strongly if they refuse to take an unlawful order, and nothing short of joining them.
Yeah, but like you say, what if they send them overseas and devastate us that way by just starting as many wars as they can all of a sudden so that, you know, the country is just wrecked from the inside out and there's no enemy specifically to go after?
Well,
yeah, it seems like we can be talked into just about any war.
Well, I don't know that is as easy as it was previously, because now we really don't have the left-right paradigm anymore. Now, people have realized how they've been used, and people are not so much liberals and conservatives or Democrats or Republicans anymore. What they are is people who are disturbed. And if somebody agrees with you about what is disturbing, you don't care what they're called. The enemy of your friend, that friend is yours as well, because you have a common enemy. And people are being pulled together. It shows in the very constitution of the subscribership of my publication. Without exception, 20 years ago, it was very conservative. Today, I've got people who are ex-Marxists, Leninists, socialists, liberals, who are in the middle.
Wow.
And I got people coming from the other side who are in the middle because they want to solve the problem. They're tired of these isms, and they're tired of seeing their country pulled apart by a bunch of rich bankers who don't care one whit, who want world government. And that's why the first caller that came on about an hour ago talked about this, and it's very, very important to get people to pull together against a common enemy. And the common enemy is the Illuminati behind government. He immediately made reference to it doesn't matter who. And I said earlier on that when we had the change of presidency over a year ago, it was seamless. Team A took over from Team B. They all came from the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, and they all want world government. So we didn't have any change. And the people are starting to realize that.
Sure.
Not all of them, maybe even half of them don't, but who cares? You know, you need 5 to 8% of the people to make a revolution work, and it doesn't have to be violent.
Americans are very adaptable. I'm trying to picture how we would, you know, a military coup would go over with, you know, yuppies and people who are scared of guns, but I can still see it.
Well, you know, they're already doing this.
Strongly there.
They're already doing this in certain places of the U.S. anyway. I mean, people are being desensitized to military operations. I mean, they have police actually carrying machine guns on the subways in New York and in different places under the guise of protecting us from terrorist activities. So, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people are being conditioned right now to accept this kind of stuff. But listen, I want to move on, Jasper.
Yeah,
thanks a lot for the call there. We're almost up to break time. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. On the other side of the break, we'll take Janan in Texas. We also have Art in Georgia. And we're going to talk about some of the other things that are going on as well, including the Goldman Sachs fraud. We had a question on that from somebody who called in off the air. So stay with us, folks. Our guest is Bob Chapman. He's with the International Forecaster. He writes the newsletter there, theinternationalforecaster.com. Valuable information from an expert who tells you like it is, folks. Most people won't today. They spin it. They try to make it sound positive. We got to face reality. We got to face the crisis that we have in place today. Stay with us as Govern America continues. Don't go away.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, and you're welcome to call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and let's go to Texas, and we'll talk to Janan. Janan, good morning.
Chapman, I wanted to ask Mr. Chapman if how he thinks the Goldman Sachs SEC legal case will play out. I wish that it would lead to a criminal prosecution and that Goldman Sachs would be totally taken down and failed. Not too big to fail, but very big, so must fail. And I just wanted to kind of get his take on the political manipulation timing side of this SEC case. The SEC has known for over a year and probably participated in the scams that Goldman and other big banks were doing, and they did nothing. But now that there's a bill in Congress to kind of overhaul the, I don't know, it's some big bill, and Obama wants it to pass, so he might be just having the SEC file this case to placate Goldman clients and the taxpayer. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen. Thank you much.
Hey, thanks, Janan, for the call. Bob, did you want to address that?
Absolutely. For those who read the International Forecaster, I've been talking about these kinds of situation with Goldman, Morgan, and others for a number of years, and I outlined the criminal activity of Goldman in the CDO market, which is a collateralized debt obligation market, which are bonds which are consist of mortgages within those bonds or pieces of mortgages. But to get back to the political aspects of this, it's very simple. What's happened is there's been private lawsuits as well as charges by the Attorney General for the state of Connecticut against the rating agencies. Now, that is Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and Moody's. And what these bankers and Wall Street types did is they got together with the rating agencies and said, look, let's put these things together, these bonds, and let's fix them so that we get AAA ratings, because the institutions that we want to sell them to, they cannot buy these bonds unless they're AAA. And so they bogusly put AAA labels on bonds that were triple B, and that's the difference between a 10 and a 4. And so they come out of the box, so to speak, as something that was totally mislabeled. Now, this is criminal fraud, and I've been talking and screaming about it for the last 4 to 5 years in the International Forecaster. Mm-hmm. Now, why did it come at this time? It came because those lawsuits are coming, and the SEC can't get caught with their pants down again. They knew about Madoff for 10 years and did nothing about it, and the litany goes on and on of all of the things that they didn't do. So this time, they're stepping in. What they're going to do is bring their charges 6 months or a year from now, neither admitting or denying. Goldman will pay a fine of, let's say, $1 billion, which will go to the federal government. And everything will be covered over, and they'll go on to being the criminals that they are the next day. And that's just the way Washington and Wall Street works. It is a criminal enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sure, some people are going to get clubbed along the way, probably the CEO and the CFO that are now in charge at Goldman. They had nothing to do with it. That happened before these guys got there. But that's not the point. Heads will roll, and they'll be taken care of behind the scenes. You know, here's $100 million here and $200 million there. I mean, this is chump change to these people. These mm-hmm. people are stealing billions of dollars a day from the American people. A day. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is behind the whole thing. They're sort of the nexus of the operation, the core, the directorship, along with J.P. Morgan Chase. And Goldman Sachs runs the bureaucracy and the Treasury Department and the government. And they're both protected by the FBI and the CIA. I mean, this thing is so deep. And this is what I discovered when I was in counterintelligence during the 1950s. Exactly what these people are doing. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought America was a great place until I found out it was run by people who are far worse than the mafia.
It is pretty amazing at just how deep the corruption runs. I mean, you know, you're never going to be able to get a handle on the corruption of the bankers as long as you have all these bankers giving money to our politicians. They get them elected. They give to their campaigns. All the people on the banking committee have their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, with regard to the bankers and the donations, the way the money flows. So, I mean, we're never going to be able to get control of this situation as long as we have this level of corruption in our Congress, are we?
Well, you've got a great chance. 81% of the people in America today do not trust their government. What is the next step? You throw all the incumbents except Ron Paul out of office. All the congressmen, all the senators, get rid of them. You get rid of campaign contributions, lobbying, executive orders, homeland security, for starters. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you can get your country back.
Okay, hold it right there. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment with Art in Georgia. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting today with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and his website is theinternationalforecaster.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Georgia and talk to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I'm listening to your conversation, and I can't help but think about that caller, two callers ago, that asked about how they would do this, because he doesn't want to think that the military would move against the people, and we have to remember the 1787 Posse Comitatus Law, which forbids the military to engage the public. But, I mean, if you really want to know what's going on, you got to remember that, as you stated, the Bilderberg Group and the global banking elite are the ones who are pushing this agenda through. And if you really want to know how it works, there's a whole list of documents that explains exactly what their plans are. Everything from the Models of State Health Powers Act of 2001, Project Megiddo, Northwood documents, the Bilderberg Plan for Global Research, Project for the New America, Operation Falcon, Rebuilding Americans' Defenses. Then there's the two Serve America Acts, one from 1990, the other from 2009, and one of our most recent, which is the GIVE Act, the Generations Invigorating Volunteers Act, H.R. 1388. In Section 601 or Section 6104, entitled Duties, Subsection A, under General Purposes, Item 6, where it talks about mandatory service requirements. And then you've got, you know, Brzezinski and his little crowd of yo-yos and their book that was put out in 1998, of the Grand Chessboard. I mean, all the documents are out there to tell exactly what their plan is. And then we think about Obama when he made the statement, and I'm still trying to figure out, why do we need a civilian force that's just as powerful, just as well trained, and just as well funded as our military?
Yep. It's a Gestapo.
Exactly. This is an absolute, complete banking takeover. And I mean, all you got to do is read the Framework Convention on Climate Change, drafted back in 1960. That's what this whole climate change summit in December was all about. This is complete restructuring of the economic system of the world to usher in, and if you look in that Framework Convention on Climate Change, Annex 1, paragraphs 36 and 38, where it talks specifically about how they're going to dismantle, or their plan to dismantle, the world economic structure and usher in a world government.
Yep. And they're promising that a new climate bill is going to be unveiled in Congress on April 26th. So, you know, that's right around the corner here. They're getting ready to do this again.
Yeah, they get discredited, and that doesn't mean anything to them.
No, they just forge right ahead, don't they?
Over at the East Anglia University in England, the fellow who ran it, who resigned, 2 days ago, the British government absolved him of any wrongdoing whatsoever. It's just incredible. They just do what they want. And they say black is white, and you're supposed to believe them.
Yep. You know, it's remarkable. It's just absolutely remarkable that, you know, they just forge right ahead. It doesn't matter about the science. It doesn't matter about the truth or what the people think. You know, Art, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's amazing to me that people just simply don't learn from history. I mean, Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, these guys would be proud of us, or at least of them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. By the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443, if you'd like to jump on board. 800-313-9443. Tim, good morning.
Hi, those are sure some good points Wisconsin is making. The thing that I was thinking of when Bob was, you know, mentioned about the illuminance behind our government, is that the thing where I thought it'd be good, where I thought it'd be good, you know, for him to, you know, even give a bit of a refresher of who the Illuminists are, you know, behind our government is, because as much as I like Mike Rivero, you know, on his show, What Really Happened, the Illuminists, when you start talking about the Illuminati with him, to him that's, you know, one of those things that's in the category of what George Norrie talks about on Coast to Coast, with aliens and Bigfoot and all the other kind of stuff, and you know, by what I even read in, from Michael, I can't think of his name, from Newswatch magazine, but by what I even read, you know, in his one of his Newswatch magazines, it sure sounds to me like a group called the, you know, Illuminati behind our government are you know, ones that, you know, do exist and have been you know, working, you know, toward the New World Order way back, you know, so many years ago.
Okay, Tim, are you still there? Okay, I think we may have lost him. I think, Bob, sure. The question was, who are the Illuminists? That was one of the things that I think he was kind of pushing for, is to know who's behind this, who's doing this.
Well, you know, it's an historical study, and it's not that difficult anymore, because you just go and Google Illuminati, and you can start there. And if the people who have adopted that name for their group, they go back over 1,000 years. Now, this is nothing new. And the structure was set up by the royal families of Europe, and then the Masons were created in order to include wealthy and successful people into this, what it really is, this conspiracy, to control the power and wealth of any given region or the whole world, for that matter. And history is replete with information like this and about this. And, you know, there's no excuse for anybody not knowing who has a computer today. There's books that I've got that go back into the 1600s. There's modern books almost 100 years ago. Mrs. Nesta Webster wrote Secret Societies and Subversive Movements. And you also have World Revolution, which she wrote. And since then, we've had people dealing with subjects that deal with the Illuminati, such as the Federal Reserve, G. Edward Griffin's Creature from Jekyll Island, and Ed's been a friend of mine for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And Eustace Mullen, another friend who just died a month ago, who wrote The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. I mean, these are good places to start, because the very core of the power is the ability to control money and credit. And that is what this is all about. And so the study is easy. All you have to do is look a little bit and take the time to do it. You know, yeah. I at one time had a library of 4,500 books on the same subject. And of course, wow. I travel all over the world. I give them away and I lose them and so on and so forth. But I still got probably 1,000-1,500 books on the subject. But the answer is there. Just go find it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you really hit on it right there. I mean, the royal family, the international banking cartel, these people are the ones that are really pushing everything, the international masters of finance. We had a listener call in off the air, by the way, wanted to know if you knew anything about the Baltic Dry Index.
Well, of course. It's the shipping index, essentially. And it's been very erratic lately. And it leads one to believe at this time that there's a slight renaissance going on in the economic order of the world. And that, of course, is because of this tremendous amount of money that and credit has been poured into the G20 economies, particularly the United States and China. China poured in $1.7 trillion in a year. Now, that's a lot of money. And, of course, in the last year and a half to 2 years, the Fed has poured in another $3 trillion. And they're on a short-term hook for $12.7 trillion, I should say the American taxpayer is, and then the total amount that's on that the Fed and the Treasury have put their hands in for is $23.7 trillion. So we're talking some big numbers here. And when you think about that, and you think about the poor performance they've gotten for the amount of money that they spent, it's mind-boggling, because all we had was a slight recovery. And it's headed back down again.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to George in Texas. George, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I went to a Tea Party protest, and I went up to the pro-Obama protesters, and, you know, it kind of occurred to me that sort of, like, flashed in my mind. Like I say, if they're going to use these FEMA camps and start rounding up people and everything like that, and they're going to use this Gestapo, I just have a feeling like it's mainly going to be like in the northeastern states, the most liberal states like Chicago, New York, Massachusetts, because I really think they're going to round up the people that supported them, because they're the closest people they can grab, because I don't really see them like trying to pull something off like in places like Texas or the Southwest or in the southern states, because people are pretty well armed compared to the Northeast or Chicago or most of these liberal states or liberal cities. Is that a quick and good assumption?
Well, the supporters are always the first to go. And the reason for that is that they're closer to the situation and they really don't understand what's going on. They're being used. One of the biggest travesties that I've seen over the last 50 years is intellectual dishonesty. You have brilliant people who look at the situation and say it just can't be, and when you show them the proof, they still can't get it. And that's because they've been so imbued and trained and taught a certain way, which is to not question the existence of the power structure and what it can do for them, that they can never understand most of them. It's too bad. You're better off with an ex-communist street fighter because he's got sense, street sense. And if you say to him, hey, look, read this book, tell me what you think of it. And he reads it and says, gee, I never thought of it that way. Do you have any other books like that? And he reads them. And he comes back and he says, you know, I'm not an intellect, but I've been on the wrong side. Because everything is being run by the bad guys, and they're against all of us. And so you get a convert to understanding what's going on. You don't get that easily among intellectuals because I think they know it all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been there.
Well, but like I
say, went to university. I went through all that, and they can't get outside the box because they're afraid. And it's the same as true with the people who are in the major media, and that's why they're so easily controlled to put out the information that the people who own the media, the Illuminists, want. Mm-hmm. They don't have any guts. And even in my own profession, the newsletter writers, you think they'd ever come on a program like this and say the things that I do? They're terrified. You know why? They're afraid to step out of that box. They're afraid people might think unkindly of them. You got to be kidding me. I mean, they never had to get out in the corner every day in order to stay there, fight every single day. They don't know what it's like, but they're going to find out.
But like I say, Bob, like I say, when I looked at them with sadness. I said, these people are the first to go. Because,
yeah.
I guess, and, you know, right? Because I think, like in Texas, like I say, in a lot of these states, people are well-armed, and I don't think they're going to really be able to plug it in, like in certain, like I say, when they do this, it's going to be in certain surgical places. It's not going to be nationwide.
And the question is, who's going to do it for them? I mean, local law enforcement can't do it. They'll get wiped out. The military's not going to do it because it's an unlawful order. No, they got a problem, and we keep on making it worse, and that's why I do 30 hours a week on the radio and publish twice a week.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate the call there, George.
I'm 74 years old, and here it is Saturday morning, and I've got two programs. I mean, the professionals won't do that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much, George. God bless you. Let's see. We still got a little more time if you want to jump on board, folks. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to California, and we can talk to JG in California. Good morning, JG.
Morning. Morning, Darren. Morning, Bob.
Morning.
What's on your
mind? I
have
a question for Bob. I've never heard his take. I've got 2 points to make. Bob, are you aware of one of our talk show hosts named Sam Kennedy?
I've heard of him, but I don't know him.
Oh, so you don't? Okay, so you may not have. I was just wondering what your presumptional take on his efforts is going to be. I guess Darren can explain that later. The other question I wanted to ask is, Darren, can I give a couple years ago, as I got to know Alan Stang over the air. There was a point where either somebody called in as one of our other listeners just today, and they were unaware of a couple of websites. Could I give you 3 or 4 websites that are complete informational DVD websites? Or they're probably the biggest ones in the nation to help out our listeners?
This is pertaining to what now?
these are informational websites, just like Alex Jones and Tex Mars. They all got their own websites with their own materials, but these are companies that sell everything about the conspiracy.
Okay, we got about a minute before the break, so you can go ahead.
That's only going to take about 30 seconds,
okay.
Unless you want to write them down and then give them out on the air.
No,
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, the two biggest ones I understand are Northern, like the toilet paper, NorthernVoiceBookstore.com.
Okay.
NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. The second one is ConspiracyKing.com. That one's out of Canada. The third big one is Hidden Mysteries, and that's plural, not E-R-Y, but I-E-S. So it's Northern Voice Bookstore, Conspiracy King, Hidden Mysteries. And, of course, there's the regulars like PowerOfProphecy.com, which is Tex Mars. And then Dr. Stanley Monteith has a fantastic group of books and DVDs called RadioLiberty.com.
Okay, well, thanks for – we got to take a break. We'll be back, folks.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time. You just have a few minutes left here. And we have a couple of callers. We're going to try to squeeze in everybody. But real quickly, Bob, I wanted to give you a chance to put in a plug for your newsletter. And you have a weekly appearance on the, I think, John Stettmiller's show, the National Intel Report, don't you?
Yeah, that's been going on for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The International Forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy for those who are not on the internet. You can get a free current copy by going to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also email us if you have a question. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com, Bob at INTFORECASTER.com, or you can call 800-375-4188. That's toll free, 800-375-4188.
Okay, very good. Hope, folks, you will make yourself available to that. Let's go back to the phone lines and let's squeeze in Dennis in Michigan. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Weeks, Mr. Chapman. A great honor to talk to you guys this morning. In the interest of time, Mr. Chapman, I've never heard you on Jones' show talking about the work of, like, the Money Masters or Richard C. Cook. In other words, taking the debt aspect out of money creation, but yet they do allow for fiat. And I equate it to, if you have 100 poker chips, you know, you have enough poker chips to have a game. And that's what the government should be doing, is issuing, you know, some way of exchange like that. And, you know, you can still have gold and silver coins, but
yeah,
it doesn't have to be based
before.
On
that. We had that before we had the Federal Reserve, and it was called U.S. notes. And Jack Kennedy wanted to go back to that, and, of course, they snuffed him.
Right.
And that's, you know, part of the secret to doing that. And also, I think within the sovereign state structure, they should push the 10th Amendment, and I think they should start arguing with the federal government, which they are. And I think that they should do it in a big way. And they're going to force the federal government's hand. They're either going to go along with the Constitution, or they're going to have to deal with states deciding that they don't want to belong to the United States anymore. And so that movement is underway, and it's strong, and it's good, and I like it. State banks doing away with the Fed. I mean,
right.
I must have done 200 radio programs to get rid of that Fed by getting sponsors for 1207, which worked out pretty good.
Well, thanks for the call there, Dennis. I want to move on real quick and cover Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. you know, I think we should focus on this whole FEMA covering up the NLE-10. They're having drills about nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. We ought to get this going far and wide and big, because this is the only way to stop them.
Absolutely. Is that all you wanted to say, Leo?
I think that's a good point.
All right, well, thanks for the call there. Bob, I wanted to thank you again for being with us. I know we had another host call in also off the air, and R.J. Hender, and he wanted to thank you as well. You've been out there for some... Go ahead.
I enjoy doing them, and I'll do as many as you want.
All right, well, hey, God bless you, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Early today.
yeah, it's great. All right, folks, so we're out of time. We ask you to join us again. Stay tuned for Positively Unconstitutional next on the network. And in the meantime, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Introduce